It's a very complicated issue, and I'll tell you why. It's about encryption. Today, there's encryption now. I think it's standard on the new Apple.
Right.
And what it does is it protects your privacy. If you lose your iPad, if you lose your phone, no one can hack into it and get your information. So that's why it's there. Here's the thing, though. If you required, by law, if we passed a law that required Apple and these companies to create a backdoor, number one, criminals could figure that out and use it against you. And number two, there's already encrypted software that exists, not only now, but in the future, created in other countries. We would not be able to stop that. So there would still be encryption capabilities. It just wouldn't be American encryption capabilities, but people in this country could have it. So that's why this is such a difficult issue, because on the flip side of it, there might be valuable information on that phone from the San Bernardino killers that could lead us to preventing future crimes or future attacks, future terrorist attacks.
Where do you
go? And so I think we're going to have to figure out a way forward by working with Silicon Valley and the tech industry on this. There has to be a way to deal with this issue that continues to protect the privacy of Americans, but creates some process by which law enforcement and intelligence agencies could access encrypted information. I don't have a magic solution for it today. It's complicated. It's a new issue that's emerged just in the last couple of years. But I do know this. It will take a partnership between the technology industry and the government to confront and solve this.